Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
No quarterback in NFL history ever has been with one team as long as Ben Roethlisberger has been with the Pittsburgh Steelers 18 seasons. But he is now entering the final six games of his Hall of Fame career for the Pittsburgh Steelers, as he's told people in and outside the organization that he expects this season to be his final one in Pittsburgh. The Steelers do have cap room after the season to make a play for a quarterback. If that's the route they go, they could always draft a quarterback. But as they try to mount one final playoff push here, these will be the final days, or expect to be the final days, of Ben Roethlisberger playing quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Here's the pass down the field, and it's Johnson wide open for the touchdown. Deontay Johnson.
There's nothing to manage. Ben doesn't allow it to become an issue. Ben has been pretty solid in terms of his expressions that he's singly focused on what it is that we're doing now. He'll deal with those things on the other side of this journey, and I'm with him on it. It is not a distraction. I thought it was funny that it was seemingly a story this weekend, to be quite honest with you.
Here's a third and goal. Roethlisberger waits, now throws, and is across for the touchdown, Deontay Johnson. Ben, open man, and it's caught. Fryer move, the recipient of the two-point pass. And the Steelers have put up now 17 fourth-quarter points.
You should always savor moments like this. And I try and reiterate that to guys, whether you're in your first year, your fifth year, your 20th year. You should always appreciate this moment, because God has blessed me in an amazing way that I can throw a football like not many people in the world can. We should always count our blessings that we're able to do this. You never know when it is going to be taken from you. I just think that we all should really take advantage of these opportunities, win, lose, or draw, to just be appreciative of the opportunities we get out here to play football. We just got done with this game. I'm exhausted. We play in a couple hours, it feels like. That's my focus. My focus is on Minnesota, what we have to do to get ready. I'll address any of that stuff after the season. I've always been a one game at a time, one season at a time person, and I'm going to stay that way. I've enjoyed this game, and this game specifically, and winning at home in front of our fans. It's awesome.
The old cowboy. Yeehaw! Still got a few bullets left, Mulsey. Bing bong. Touchdown.
Again.
Steelers 20, come Ravens on. 19. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Come on.
No, here. Do that
what
again.
A win.
Do it again.
Give me. Yeehaw, give the me, old cowboy.
Give me here we
bang,
go.
Bang bang.
No, give me here we go.
Give
Steelers
me one,
again.
Give me one, Donnie, to get us started today. Let's hear it. Give me the old cowboy.
He wants you to. Yeah, there
I
we
guess
go.
This old cowboy's got a little bit left.
Oh, yes, he does.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go.
Bing bong. What a win.
That game was fun as hell. I got a lot of flack for making a throw the Spurs in the garbage and they get intercepted on the way there
yes,
joke on
did.
Twitter, which I don't take back for a second. I loved every second of it. That was Steelers.
You didn't delete the tweet?
No, I did not. I stand by my trolling of Ben when I do it. I just sit in there.
Interesting.
I sit in the pocket and I dodge the punches. That was, and I my most surprising part of this, because we have seen Ben stitch together little segments of play, like a quarter here or there, where he has a perfect passer rating. We've seen it this year. The biggest surprise for me, honestly, was that Steelers-Ravens delivered every bit the drama that it so often does.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel like the game was going to have it going in. And then there I am, grumpy old Malzy, the big cynic, getting caught up in it, tweeting Adrian gifs from Rocky 4. You're going to, or Rocky 2, you're going to do it, Rock? Because it felt like they were in a heavyweight fight, and it felt like they had taken the Ravens' best punch, and they, if you've ever watched a good boxing match, they were wearing them down, and then they, the dam finally broke, and it still almost wasn't enough. But that game, that game is why our medium is so popular when it, when we talk about pro football. When games deliver the goods like that in every way, shape, and form, that was awesome to watch.
I cried twice.
Come on.
Donnie, I cried twice. I got sentimental. I was a sentimental pony. Did you cry? You were there.
Bing bong.
You were in the house. Was there a tear?
No.
No,
were you close?
I didn't cry after
football
this
guys
were you
don't
moved?
Cry.
Were you emotionally moved? Sometimes a good movie or a good game can move you.
Did you get that tingling of Steelers black
it?
And gold
Did
pride?
You feel that black and gold Big Ben number 7 nostalgia?
It was one of the more special wins of the last few years, I will say that. It certainly beat, you know, the other home wins this year. I mean, it was by far their biggest win.
I cried twice.
It was a more you
well,
did not
I,
cry
I can't
twice.
Say cry. I would say move to tears.
You a were tear, moved to tears.
Tear trickled down my face.
You
twice
sure you weren't just watching Mike Glennon try to quarterback the Giants?
Two tears yesterday. Two tears.
Two tears.
The first one was during a commercial. I can't make it through the melting snowman into the freezer, bring the snowman back out commercial. Have you seen that?
Wait a minute.
There's a commercial where a little girl puts a snowman into the freezer because it's going from winter to spring, and she doesn't want it to melt. And the snowman stays in the freezer through the summer, through the fall, and she brings it back out the following winter.
And the snowman's
chill. And she opens
up
the freezer door to see if it's still there, and it's got that carrot nose and its big smile on its face.
And it's still there?
And the electricity goes out one night, and she has to go rush to the freezer to see if he's melted away.
You know what commercial
got
me?
Very emotional.
A truck commercial or a car commercial. The little girl, the bookstore burns down. I think this was during Sunday Night Football. And she goes and does she goes and does a book collection. And then they show the crotchety old bookstore owner getting choked up, and old Mulsey did.
The other one is...
Yeah, I want to hear about tier number two.
The other one is when they hang on and they win that game, and I see Roethlisberger holding the ball afterwards, and he's talking about what the game meant to him and everything else in the broader context of the Schefter thing. And I'm watching that, and I'm thinking to myself, getting old sucks. That's what I'm thinking. I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, this blows because I'm in that moment thinking about, like, me getting old. Gray hairs, having to order... keep my hair.
What is it?
Pills.
Carrot paste or something?
It's basically generic Propecia. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like I'm thinking about like, I'm watching this guy. He's pretty much done. He threw like Moxie and Guile, like got it done in the fourth quarter against his hated rival.
Yeah.
Probably at Heinz Field for the last time. Like it was in a way like a Hollywood storybook type of game for him where he was not good or the team wasn't good for three quarters. And then they put it together late, and there's a dramatic stop at the end. I mean, that's like a – I don't remember. How does it remember the Titans end? Is there a dramatic
Never
play like that? Is there like a goal line stand or a late comeback? Is there something like that
It'd
in the
movie? It'd
be
funny if the movie just ended with like a 49-14 blowout, and they just have their scrubs in, and they're
go,
just yeah,
They
just
go like
chilling.
6-5.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what it was in real life, but in the movie, of course, they made it like, oh, well,
dude,
last...
Friday Night Lights, the movie ends with them losing, and then they or you find out that they win the next year,
So
right?
there is some kind of big, like...
Yeah, in the movie, Remember the Titans, they have like the sweep off the right side that goes for a touchdown, and... It's like heroics, but in real life, I think they won the game by 35 points.
Yeah. But I just, you know, I think that I don't think I know. Both of us were like, bringing Ben back is a bad idea. And moments like last week against the Bengals drive home that point even more. And I'm thinking about what Schefter said the day before, and I'm watching that game and the way they finished it out yesterday, and I'm thinking... Because Roethlisberger has delivered two championships and has been a part of such great Steelers teams, can the like emotional side of me beat the like the brain?
Heart over head.
Yes. Am I going to be?
I'm going to tell you something surprising right now.
Am I going to be able to
appreciate it?
Yeah, like you know, he's not going to have many games. I don't think against Minnesota he'll play that way. I don't know how many more quote-unquote moments he's going to have in a Steelers uniform. So I found myself, like, I was happy for, of everybody involved in that game yesterday, your John LeGlues, who stepped up, the Adams nose tackle, Johnson redeems himself after a drop. You know?
Weren't happy for Boswell that he survived the pony jinx mid-game?
Watt had a huge game coming off COVID. I mean,
Chris
all of those
Wormley
things.
Discarded by a team and traded in division, and he has a career night.
I don't know, the Roethlisberger thing. I told you, it moved me. That's how it made me feel. Like, I was thinking more about, you know what, can I just ride it out with him for the next month and not allow myself to be like the Roethlisberger Scrooge who keeps saying, look at how bad he is, look at what a waste of time this is, kind of thing.
I will, a couple things here. First, just a 30-second sidebar. Why did Schefter keep insisting on saying last season and then add on the addendum in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, he won't say he's going to retire. He's going to retire at the end of the year.
I know, but very bizarre.
But
that
he's leaving the door open for him to play for another team. Is how I take that.
What's he want to do? Hold a clipboard somewhere?
I don't know. I don't get that either.
Anyway, okay. Be that as it may.
Almost like it's a dare or a threat. Like, if you guys, you know, I'll play somewhere else.
Like, okay,
but
yes. Be that as it may, two things. I don't know who it was that I saw on Twitter said this, but they basically were like, they're in our camp where we didn't think he should have been brought back this year. We didn't like the whole way that went. That person agrees with that basic sentiment. And they said, but in spite of themselves, they can't help but admit that it's kind of fun watching him in his diminished state try to win games. And I would agree with that. The best way I could classify yesterday is, one, you play the hand you're dealt, right? In every walk of life, you just play the hand you're dealt, and you learn to try to enjoy it. If it's not a great hand, you still try to make the best of it. That's sort of how I felt yesterday watching that game and watching him.
Mm-hmm.
It is, though, I will concede, that tweeter, or whoever it was that I wish I could remember, is right on the money. It is a lot more like satisfying as a football and Steelers fan, which I am, to watch him when I think he is in diminished skill and legitimately at the end career-wise, engineer a win like that or help engineer a comeback like that, than it was to watch him when I knew he was in his prime and I knew they were squandering it, partly because of his squabbles at times with guys and like infighting and them having a bad defense, which isn't even on him. Way more satisfying. It's the old sales concept we talked about with Donnie Football before the show.
Where he went into the game with no expectations.
Under promise and over deliver. And that is basically where I'm at with Ben Roethlisberger. Listen, his best throw of the day got dropped. Probably his best throw since his arm practically fell off 2 years ago. Like, I thought he played a very good game.
That's a play that's going to come back to bite him.
You
They're
only get
lose
one
the
of
game
those.
Now.
That's what I thought. You only get one of those with Ben if you're lucky in a game now, a dime like that. And
I thought
they
that too
when
the
McLeod
play got overturned. I'm like, how many of these plays downfield are going to go against them in this game?
That game was a vintage. If you take the lens and pull back off of just watching Ben and just look at the whole team, that felt like a game where every single 50-50 type of call, play, or otherwise went against them. And they still got it done. And this is the other part I have to say about the Ben, you know, non-Ben part of this. Their defense, outside of the last drive where they did get worked, and the 99-yarder pretty much fed the Ravens their lunch. T.J. Watt, Wormley, huge parts of that, Hayward too, but like they made Lamar Jackson look bad again, which I did not think they would do.
They got big timely plays. They got an interception on a horrific, horrendous decision by Lamar at the beginning of the game.
But it's only forced because Watt is breaking in all alone on
him. I mean, their strategy of if we pressure him and if Lamar Jackson decides when he's pressured that he's going to throw the ball instead of run the ball, we're going to win. When he would move around and then, all right, I'm out of here, see ya, and take off, you're screwed. But when he would try to move around and say, all right, now I'm going to just fling it, like, he had Andrews wide open for an easy touchdown, but he got blitzed and it was like at his feet, you know?
No, I know.
So
they kept him under 5 yards of play. I mean, for how long the Ravens held the ball, I thought the defense was a part of this game that wasn't going to get talked about a ton but deserved to, because I thought given the dominance that they exerted time of possession, the defense held its own. But
Watt had his best game in a Steelers uniform.
Yeah, he should be. I'm trying to think. Is there anybody that deserves Defensive Player of the Year right now more than him? 16 sacks in 8 games or whatever it is?
The thing that's going to work against him is, can a Defensive Player of the Year come from an average team or an average defense?
Well, then he's got to take matters into his own hands and try to will them to be a great one.
But
down
he's
the
got
stretch.
Huge clutch plays, like at the end of the Seattle game in overtime, and what he did on that 2-point conversion yesterday to go with the 3.5
sacks. I don't know. It was a Ben game, though. Listen, everybody, I'm acknowledging It was a Ben game. It was a Ben fourth quarter. He delivered the goods, and so did they. And I, dude, their offensive line even. Benny Snell came in and ran the ball like he had a, you know, a stick of dynamite in his behind. I mean, I don't know what to make of it, because every time I throw dirt, I get the old shovel out and I say this team is dead, and there's almost a catharsis because we can all just admit it together. It's the old Undertaker thing from WWE. He sits up in the middle of the ring. You go, oh, crap, here we go again. And, well, and I don't think on a short week they're going to be in good shape here against Minnesota, but Minnesota just lost to Detroit.
Yes, they did on the last play of the game.
They're a complete joke.
They backed up. They backpedaled at the goal line and let a guy catch the ball and weren't playing tight coverage.
I don't
Hilarious.
Know.
They might fire their coach. Now Mike Zimmer. There were reports of his demise there. It's a game where, because of who they're playing, who they beat, how they did it, how Ben performed, the sentimental side of me takes over. Is it the Steelers' Christmas spirit? Maybe it is, Chris. Maybe I'm just in my feels a little bit today because of everything that's going on. I mean, how do you not look at that, Ben, pump fake it, roll out, pump it, throw it to Deontay Johnson for a touchdown, and not think, I saw that play 6 years ago, except it's Antonio Brown who catches the ball. The two-point play to Freiermuth. You know, years ago, that's Heath Miller that makes the play.
I thought Matt Canada did a pretty good job on not so much the two-pointer. That was a perfect throw. If that's that play design, though, that little fake pump to the right, come back, it's a nifty little play design down by the goal line. I got to give him credit, too. I'm in a sentimental mood. I'm in a giving mood. I'll be giving credit to a lot of people today. But it felt like a turn back the clock, and I think the key for me is they're still alive. Like, you cannot throw dirt on them. They're 6-5-1.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very muddled conference, and the Bengals once again failed to do their thing and separate themselves a little bit or position themselves to win this division. If their defense somehow, and it requires Watt being God basically, keeps them in these games, I do think there's obviously, demonstrably, enough left from the quarterback that if he can give you one great quarter, you might be able to win some of these games.
I think when it's said and done this season, we'll ask the question, was it worth it? Was it worth bringing Ben back? And it probably won't be, but at least they have produced a couple of moments this year that have made it somewhat worth it. They went into Cleveland and beat the Browns. The Browns have so many eggs in this year's basket. They built a team that on paper looked like it could compete for a Super Bowl, and Roethlisberger, limping, dragging himself in there, went and won a game.
And he knew it afterwards, too, because he soaked it in.
Ben, coming off of his worst game of the year, he gets swept by the Bengals. He gets embarrassed in Ohio, not too far away from where he went to college and all of that, and he's owned the Bengals and all and everything else. He plays like crap. He has people rip him to shreds. Not that much. I thought that was kind of exaggerated during the game because most of the anti-Steelers rhetoric has been about their lack of physicality and their defense. But still, looking at him is...
I mean, he threw the dagger pick in that game. Once he threw that pick, the game went from very bad to over.
But the Bengals' loss wasn't a referendum on, like, wow, Roethlisberger absolutely sucks.
No.
It was, oh my God, this entire team is a joke and a laughing stock right now.
I would agree.
And to come out of that and beat the Ravens...
It matters who these two wins were against. Yeah. You mentioned the Browns and the Ravens. Honestly, man, if they beat the Chargers 15-10 and they like beat the Broncos in the exact same fashion where they rallied yesterday, it doesn't mean as much. It's the Ravens. I got Mr. Matthews on Twitter. I think this is actually fair.
Missy's dad?
No, it is not.
Shane's brother?
Definitely. No, not Shane Matthews' brother. You got another one? Clay?
Dave?
Bruce? Oh, man. Not a big fan. He said, it's like when they beat the Ravens with Batch playing quarterback and he was crying on the sideline. Do you remember that visual?
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
because he knew he would
never. Ben's current capacity, this is not a knock on him. I think this is pretty fair, is about what Charlie Batch could do for you, but only for a game here or there.
And the same thing happened where I think the week before they went to Cleveland and Batch fumbled like 9 times and they lost. And it was like, oh my God, the Steelers are terrible. They really have no shot to go to Baltimore and win. And Sweezum made the kick in the last second, and Batch cried. And I cried. Well, if you have a tear, is that crying?
Yeah, if a tear has been produced by your tear duct,
Donnie,
you cried.
If you have a tear run down your face, but you're not making noises, is that a cry?
I think it counts because you could describe a cry in different ways.
I'm not sobbing. I'm not sobbing. I'm just.
You know what it is though. The solitary tear running down the cheek, I feel like, is how a movie would express a tough guy, a man's man crying. Like if John Wayne would never have allowed this, right? But if at the end of a very emotional movie, John Wayne's character was going to cry, it would be one solitary tear rolling down his cheek. And in Pony's case, it was because of a commercial for God knows what product.
I'm telling you.
Was it like a refrigerator commercial?
I think it was like an Amazon or Google commercial like that.
Ah, that warms the heart, doesn't it? What plucky little business that could.
I think our listeners will be able to relate with this experience. Now, if I'm the only guy that, you know, turned into a shrinking violet yesterday, well, then so be it. But that was a very sentimental, emotional game for me. I still don't think that this season is going to have a happy ending, like redemptive. It ends with Ben and the Steelers doing something that makes up for how last season ended against the Browns. Like the whole point of bringing
them back.
What
would they need to do, win a playoff game for that at least?
I don't think that that's how it's going to happen. Maybe the redemption for them is they stave off the losing season so Ben can go off and say, you know, we never had a losing record in a season that I played in or started. I think that's
something tells me that would go over better for him with fans than it would for Tom for saying, hey, Mike Tomlin once again averted disaster.
412-928-9370. So what do you think of Big Ben now? With reports that this is it for him, that he's not going to play for the Steelers after this year, his huge fourth quarter. 17 points in the fourth quarter. They rally to beat the Ravens. If you were there, did you cry like me? Were you moved to tears? What are your new thoughts on Big Ben?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.